The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I'm sure you can understand, Agent Hawk, that as chief prosecutor against your father, I'm not eager to free him from confinement.
I can't believe that I'm hearing this.
Good morning, Mr. Barnes, and how are we this morning?
We? I didn't see you on the rack with a four-handed goon making balloon animals out of your appendages.
Hello, Mr. Barnes.
Rachel!
Ginger said that Kate was going this morning to Homeland Security to begin her in-processing.
I bet she's really happy right now.
Pierman! How could you do that to me?
In here.
You sorry?
Wagner told me what happened. You have a right to be angry, but it won't accomplish anything.
How could you assign me to a section directed by the very man who put my father in prison?
You do or say whatever it takes. This is your only chance to find your father and get to the truth.
Mr. Wagner.
You'll be visiting IDF headquarters at Martin State to assess the progress of Jim Barnes.
What?
And now, episode 33, Reunion.
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Miss Rachel.
I see you found something to eat this morning.
Please listen. If you know what it is, don't tell me. I'd rather eat in blissful ignorance.
Okay, then. Enjoy your meal, and I'll see you in about 15, and we can get started on today's therapy.
I've been meaning to ask. 15 what?
Why, minutes, of course. Why do you ask?
Well, look around, Rachel. Now, over there. There's a guy with a snout like a tapper. And there's a guy with ridges on his forehead. And there's a guy... Or is that not a guy? I can't tell. Well, look, the point is, these beings all come from different planets. Earth measures its time by its rotation. Time must be different throughout the galaxy.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but from what I gather, you're right. I think they tried a universal time standard, but no one could agree. So, like language, it is built into your translator. That means when you're talking to an alien, or an other, as we say, time codes are translated just like the language.
Oh, good. I was afraid I'd have to convert. I have a hard enough time with Celsius and metric. Now, will that conversion be part of my new talent?
Yes, it will. Along with the language, not only time conversions, but measurement conversions as well will be part of your database.
Sweet.
But if you don't get a move on and get to therapy, you'll never learn how to use it.
All right, I'll be right there as soon as I finish this, whatever this delicious breakfast is.
RCS thrusters, 1.5 second burn in 3, 2, 1. Burn good. ROC, 0.2 meters per second.
Copy. Good burn. Stand by for docking. Capture good. Docking lock enabled.
Copy station. Proceed with airlock test. Brake. Agent Hawk, you're free to remove your restraints. Please stay clear of the egress hatch until Commander Parker clears the hatch.
Will do.
Central. Lock seal verified. All systems nominal. Stand by for hatch opening.
Copy.
Ah, Agent Hawk, Commander Parker. Welcome aboard Boldabar Station. Just push off this way, just like the Vomit Comet in training.
Oh, I'd say it's much better.
Glad to meet you, Commander.
Ah, please, it's Rick.
Rick, I'm Kate. Pretty nice place you have here.
Well, here's looking at you, kid. Well, not bad, considering we're in a big tin can, floating in total vacuum.
I just won't think about it. The same way I don't think about hurling through the sky in an aluminum tube doing 600 miles an hour at 33,000 feet. I just concentrate on the in-flight movie.
That works for me. Is this your first time in space?
Yes. I hope there's no initiation ceremony like crossing the equator.
No, but did you have steak and eggs this morning?
That's exactly what they fed me.
Good, then we're safe. It's just a long-standing tradition.
That's odd. Why does it smell like, I don't know, maybe... gunpowder?
That's the smell of space. It's one of the first things rookie astronauts notice. Vladimir! Welcome our new transport. Agent Kate Hawk. Kate, this is Vladimir.
I forget the last name. It's like having 7 unusable tiles in Scrabble.
Hello, Kate Hawk. Glad to meet you.
Vladimir?
Please, call me Vlad. A word to the wise, Kate Hawk. We have many technical equipments here. Please, not to touch anything. Don't be an American cowboy.
Don't worry, Vlad. I'm just a city girl.
Don't mind Vlad. He gets cranky when he runs out of pierogies.
Duh, and I wouldn't be out if a certain commander wasn't eating them.
Hey, that's not me. That was Robonaut 4 over there.
Negative, Commander Parker. I have no esophagus. Logic dictates it was you.
Say hello to Robonaut 4. We call him George.
It's nice to meet you, George.
Welcome to Boldabar Station. I am programmed to provide information and assist in experiments. If you have questions, please ask.
Well, I need to make final preparations on our descent vehicle.
And I must continue with my experiments. Remember, no American cowboy.
I'll be here, chewing the fat with George.
Again, I have no esophagus or need for sustenance. I derive my energy from solar arrays.
So you're a little ball of sunshine.
Since I do not produce helium from hydrogen through the proton-proton chain, I deduce that you are using an English colloquialism.
George, do you have access to information or anything else besides the operation of the space station?
Affirmative, Agent Hawk. I am networked with the mainframe computer at Boldabar.
Can you access the personnel file of Agent Horace Hawk?
Accessing. Hawk. Horace. Earth Recruit. IDF Badge Number 3. Currently incarcerated at the Shalvi Penal Colony on the Tumas. He is confined for life for espionage against the Federation.
Life? George, do you have access to his complete uncensored trial records?
I must scan your ID card.
Hold on. Here.
Please hold it up. Thank you. Thank you, Agent. Scan indicates that all records have been frozen and no access is authorized.
Frozen? Who? When?
Directives came from Earth-based Homeland Security, Immigration Director Wagner at 0730, Earth relative time.
Wagner? I knew I couldn't trust him. That dog.
Another colloquialism referring to the son of a female dog?
I see you read minds too, George. I need to know how I can get into Sheldy prison.
Commit a crime against the Federation, or use the main gate. I highly recommend the main gate.
George, I need detailed plans of the facility.
Your ID scan shows that those plans exceed your security clearance. I see from his records that you are his daughter. Nonetheless, protocol dictates I cannot provide you with those plans.
I'd say have a heart, George, but I know you don't.
Kate, we need to proceed to Launch Bay to prepare for our departure.
Lead the way, Rick. George, it was nice to meet you.
Agent Hawk, even though I know that it does not exist, good luck.
Thank you, George.
Well, Rachel, I guess this is my lucky day. I ate something and didn't recognize, and I ain't dead yet.
I think whatever you eat there will be pretty safe. Are you ready to work?
Ready to go. What's first?
We're going to take a look at your new neural connections.
By look, I hope you don't mean you're popping my coconut open again to check it out.
No, nothing like that. I'm going to hook up these electrodes to your coconut and send out small microbursts of data. We'll see through this scope here if any data bytes pass from the bioreceptors on the board to your neurons.
You mean they can ride the old acetylcholine express?
Why, very good, Dr. Barnes.
Before I decided to become a cop, I had an interest in forensics. So in college, I took a lot of biology classes.
So what stopped you?
Microbiology 2004.
Then, as you know, acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter between the axons and dendrites. We have developed a synthetic version that will interface between the receptors on the circuit board in your brain.
So really, the circuitry is in place.
And what you have to do is develop the paths, just like learning to tie your shoes.
I prefer loafers.
Okay, your tie then.
Clip-on.
Mr. Jim.
Hey, what would morning be without a little banner? All right, what's first?
We need to explore the language section of your brain where the board is, So, I want you to say something in a language other than English.
Pizza.
A little more, please.
Pizza buonissimo, buonissimo, stupendo.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, you like pizza too?
Yes, I like pizza. But what is nice is that there was a neural connection to the circuitry. I believe you're on your way to being fully operational.
I'm on my way.
We are on our way, Kate. Station, Shuttle 1. Ready for bay door open to launch.
Shuttle 1, copy. Doors open. Have a good trip and bring back pierogi. Do svidaniya, tovarish.
Copy that. Vertical thruster fire good. Clear door. Maneuvering for orbital entry. So, what do you think?
I thought Martin's state was awesome. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's like Buzz Aldrin said. Beautiful desolation.
Traveling up here in the stiff, I didn't see anything at all. Beautiful desolation is an understatement. In Baldabar, it looks so much like Earth, but so unspoiled.
Your partner, Jim, he was really in awe?
So, Commander, how long have you been doing this?
Shuttles? I've been on the shuttle team for about 18 months. We do 3 months on, 6 months off. Luckily, I have a good Navy wife.
Does the Navy pilot these vessels? No water out here. I'd think the Air Force would command them.
I don't see any air out there either. The astronaut corps is made up of all services and civilian personnel.
Rick, did you ever transport an agent by the name of Horace Hawk?
Frankly, Kate, I was hesitant to ask if he was your father.
Yes, he is my father.
I didn't ever shuttle him down, but Vlad did. He seemed like a nice guy, though. I never thought he would.
Would what? Become a traitor? I don't believe he did. And not just because he's my father. I think he was set up.
I hope for your sake he was set up. Get ready for the light show. We're starting our re-entry.
We've been at this for almost 2 hours.
Need a break?
No, I need a beer.
Jim Barnes to Shuttle Arrival Bay 2. Jim Barnes to Shuttle Arrival Bay 2.
Sounds like you have a visitor, Jim. It's right through those double doors.
Thanks, Rachel. Hey, maybe they bought us a pizza!
Hey, Jim!
Kate! Are you ever a sight for sore eyes?
Shouldn't that be sore eye?
Hey, I saw that one coming a mile away. Hey, what brings you here?
My first official assignment for the IDF.
So, tracking down a dangerous fugitive, a band of pirates, what?
You're my first assignment, Jim.
Me?
The IDF wants me to secretly evaluate you, Jim. They want to know if you're good enough to be one of them.
How will Jim accept the fact that the agency he was willing to work for now has doubts about his abilities? How will he handle his old partner being responsible to make that decision? Find out on the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Cat and Mouse.